Stolen Identity audiobook is written by Roshan C. Evans and narrated by Gregory D. Anderson, Jr. Stolen Identity by Roshan C. Evans, 1953521. Stolen Identity is published by Roshan C. Evans, Flint, Michigan, USA. Copyright 2017. First printing, first edition, front and back cover design and photos by Sasha Leggett. All rights reserved. Editorial consultant, Kimberly Banks and Yasmina Beverly. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means. Electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, scanning, or otherwise, without the prior written permission of the author, except by a reviewer who may quote a brief passage in a review to be printed in a newspaper, magazine, or journal. Special thanks. God, I would like to thank you, God, for being such a great God and making the impossible possible for us all. David Evans, my dad, and your baby mom, my mom. I would like to thank the two wonderful people for giving birth to one of God's glorious creations. May 28, 1982, Roshan C. Evans. Mayana Evans, my daughter, thank you for being you, and I'm thankful for having you. You are my motivation. I will always love you. One day, we'll be together again. Sasha Leggett, thank you for standing by me through the difficult times in my life and having the patience to deal with me and all my issues. You are a strong woman. For all you that tried to keep me down, you were the tools God used in order for me to fulfill my higher purpose. And even though you tried to destroy me, it didn't work. Now, you along with the whole world will see the power of God's work right before your eyes. I forgive you. Advisory. This book is about me, not the edited version of me to deceive you as if I am an angel, because I am not. I am a human being, a real human with an imperfect life. I have made many mistakes throughout my life. At some point in our lives, we all have been disturbed and lost with or without guidance. So when you read this book, you get the good, the bad, and the ugly truth about me, not the imaginary version of what my life could have been. What kind of American? What kind of American are you? I don't know. I can tell you what kind of American I'm not. I'm not a European American, Caucasian American, African American, Hispanic American, or Asian American. What kind of American do I feel like? I feel like I fit the profile American. The guilty, even when innocent, American. The hated by many American. Pain-absorbed American. Guinea pig of the elite American. I am the falsely accused American. Introduction. At times we go through certain situations and circumstances because we are in the right place at the wrong time. God made us all individuals and blessed us all with a unique purpose. The purpose appointed ascends from the essence of who you are emotionally, spiritually, and the faith God has in you to fulfill your purpose. Many are called, but few are chosen. For this reason, some work areas are a little more vast than other work fields, such as teachers to basketball players. You wouldn't want a teacher that knows little about basketball to start the forward position for the Detroit Pistons in a basketball game unless you want the Pistons to lose. Skill and experience is needed. You want to make sure the game is played correctly, so you must have patience and appoint the right person with the right skills and experience. Many were called, but few are chosen. Therefore, certain individuals were put on this earth throughout our history to enhance civilization, technology, and change, laws such as Martin Luther King Jr., Albert Einstein, Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, Nat Turner. Consequently, I was put on this earth to free the modern-day falsely accused sex offender slaves, the worst charge throughout world history, worse than being charged with murder, even worse than death itself. It is difficult to endure, and I do not wish to see this frustration and pain on anyone who doesn't deserve it. The pain of being a falsely accused sex offender is such a heavy burden to bear. It causes some people to take their own lives because some people feel death is an easy way out, and it may as well be. But I am here to let you know that you don't have to choose death. I am here to fight for my people that are afraid to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?